escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages. If you don't know, well, now you know, playa. College football is back. And whether you were like me and you were locked in for that absolute bleep show of a Saturday afternoon contest between Kansas. Listen, you can boo it all you want. I don't care. Dude, How many times did I say?
That was pretty bad.
I don't care.
It was really bad.
Yeah, how was the college football game you watched last weekend? Or the weekend before that? Or 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 before that?
That doesn't work.
Maybe it doesn't work for you.
Doesn't work for a lot of people.
And if it doesn't work for you,
this week, it's time for football.
A man wanders through a desert for 9 weeks, thirsty, parched by the sun, stumbles upon a bottle of water and goes, nah, it's not good enough for me.
No,
it could be better. This isn't real water.
That water is tainted and with a touch of smoke.
Whatever. Is all I got. I don't know what to tell you. You nor my dear friend Cody Decker, neither one of you are taking away how thoroughly enjoyed I was.
Week zero is week nope.
Okay,
nope,
again.
No, thank you.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're telling me.
I tried to watch it just for show purposes, and it was so bad. I mean, it's just like...
It's week one. I got news for you about most games this weekend.
Yeah, well, and they're talking about, this quarterback is going, it doesn't look like it. He looks like he's... maybe it's jet lag. I don't know. I don't know how long they've been over there. Maybe
I'm assuming you were talking about Kansas State Wildcat quarterback Avery Johnson, who I watched have...
You hyped to no end.
Yeah, no. Again... Kansas State quarterback Avery Johnson, who I counted while doing a live radio show, not one, not two, but at least three footballs that he put into hands. Couldn't have been better if he walked up and handed it to guys who then just dropped it on the turf or could not get a run game going behind him. I am ruthlessly coming after Patrick Mahomes on next Sunday. Any little mistake, I'm going to be like, guess Mahomes sucks now.
Well, they don't play this Sunday.
Yeah, that's why I said next Sunday.
Yeah, but this Sunday is next Sunday.
No, this Sunday's this Sunday. No, next Sunday's next Sunday.
This Sunday is the next Sunday.
No. That's not how this phrase works.
If you said next Sunday, it would be, what is the next Sunday? And that would be this Sunday, and there's no NFL this Sunday.
No, that's this Sunday. If I said I'm going after Mahomes this week, this Sunday.
Next week, that would cover it.
Lonzo, if I said coming up next weekend, you would not go, it's week two, it's week one in college football. You go, no,
the
Rob,
next
that's
weekend,
this weekend
that's coming up would be this weekend.
Correct, but that's not how that, what are we doing here? You came after my guy, Avery Johnson, and you just turned me into an a-hole right out of the gate. I mean, what are we doing here?
Is that easy to do?
It depends on who you ask. Ladies and gentlemen, say what you want to say. If it wasn't for you, it wasn't for you. That's okay. Then at least a couple segments of this show won't be for you because I sat down and I was doing Bet for the Cycle, the penultimate Bet for the Cycle, the second to last Bet for the Cycle ever on Saturday. And as I did, I took the 42-inch television monitor, which is ordinarily on Saturdays from noon to 4, exclusively reserved for Bet for the Cycle. I blow up the computer screen, and I got Cody Decker, and then I got Double D, and I got me, and we fill up the screen, and we all look at each other and do a radio show. But on Saturday, this past Saturday, we were about a third of the screen because about two-thirds of the screen was Dublin, Ireland. And then we rolled on into the evening where Frank Reich is the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal. And by God, was I justified in blaming the year of Frank Reich in Charlotte on Frank Reich. The single most embarrassing.
All the excuses that you just made for Kansas State, you're going to go the opposite on a team that you don't like.
I feel like sometimes you don't listen to me. Let me ask you a question. If your team is down 3 or 4, and there's a couple of minutes left to play, and the other team is now after, by the way, letting a Hawaii quarterback playing that game, Byron Leftwich style on one wheel, drives them down to the 20-yard line. And you're sitting on 52, 53, 54 seconds left. And you know, tie ball game. I said down, that's not true. Tie ball game. You know that they are playing for a field goal to walk this thing off. And there's 54, 55, 56 seconds left. And they've got the ball on second down and now third down. I do not think that it takes a genius to go, we should probably call our timeouts here. Can't take them with us. They're no good. You can't turn them in for air mileage on the flight back to California. So I'm screaming at the television at 11:15 at night. Call a timeout! What are you doing? Tick-tock. Nope, we're just letting it. When does Frank Reich call his second timeout, by the way? Got one in the bag. When does Frank Reich call his timeout? To ice the kicker with 3 seconds left. That's what he decides to do. Not call timeouts, try to save some time so that, you know, if they score a touchdown, they score a touchdown. But if they kick a field goal, we've at least got ourselves an opportunity to do something. Does he call timeouts to preserve some time and give his boys the chance to pop a good kickoff return? Maybe have a short yard field to go down there and kick a field goal of their own to at least force OT like a normal person? Nah. Frank Reich says, no, we'll save two of our timeouts. We'll call one with 3 seconds left when their kicker is about to try to win the game for him. We'll try to ice that guy, and then we'll pack one of those timeouts in our suitcase back, see if maybe we can, like, sell it to Cal when we get back. See if maybe Cal will buy it off of us. That's not how that works at all. I got nothing. I went from, hey man, like Stanford, at least they're giving themselves a chance to, hey man, Frank Reich is real bad at this. Like I get it now. You remember, I'm getting so frustrated, I'm shortening up words now. You remember when Frank Reich was in Carolina and when they hired the wheel of experience I went through with Frank Reich in Charlotte was so interesting because it went from, hey man, maybe Jim Irsay lost his mind firing this guy. He's a QB whisperer, right? Like maybe he lost his mind. To 4 months later going, Maybe Jim Irsay's actually a football genius. Maybe he's actually a football genius because Frank Reich, we've discovered the cure for insomnia. It's Frank Reich's press conferences. This guy's got no gas at all. And then the team stank. And then noted quarterback whisperer Frank Reich got absolutely nothing out of Bryce Young. And some of y'all went, no, Rob. If Frank Reich can't get anything out of Bryce Young, ain't nothing to get out of him. And I went, well, slow your roll just a little bit there, Hoss. I don't think he's the guy. And then he gets canned halfway through a season because even David Tepper went, yeah, this ain't it. This ain't working for me. And then he's out in Stanford, and he's got Mario Cristobal levels of bleep up late game clock management. Like even the color announcer, and I wish I could tell you who it was, but I'm listening to the play-by-play guy because it's 11:15 at night, and I'm like a junkie who hadn't had a fix in a while, just like, yeah, more football. And here's Frank Wright. And I got play-by-play and color commentators going, why is he not calling a timeout? Why is Frank Reich not screaming midfield, slamming the hands together, going, yo, give me 60, ref? Why? What are we doing here? I get that color commentators, like, their job is to be, at least to some degree, unbiased. Their job is to be at least some degree gray area when it comes to criticizing or complimenting teams. That's not to say that color guys can't ever do that. I think that there is absolutely room. This is why, with the exception of Collinsworth on Patrick Mahomes, I don't mind when a color guy's like, what a great play. Man, this guy's a great player. What a great coaching decision there. What a great coach. Like, that's not glazing, as the kids are calling it nowadays. Which I learned over the weekend, glazing. I'm getting old.
Yeah, so old that you forgot that we talked about that on the air before. But that's okay, because you had said glazing, and I'm like, what is that? And then you proceeded to tell me how old I was.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, senior moment.
I'm so old
and I'm losing my filter, because if I had my filter, I wouldn't have pointed that out on the air right now, and I apologize for doing that.
No, it's okay. Again, I had a senior moment that involved me educating Lonzo after a senior moment. That's just where we are. All right. Welcome to the Old Guy Sports Show. All right. Welcome to the Old Guy Sports Show. So I don't have an issue.
Statler and Waldorf. Oh, I forget.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm watching this, and the color guy, as they're showing Frank Reich on the sideline for Stanford, I'm going to tell you this. He is just screaming into the mic. He's like, why are they not calling a timeout? Like, they've got time. Like, they could save time. Hold them to a field goal. You'll have 37 seconds left to go. It's not ideal to have to run a two-minute drill in less than 2 minutes without a timeout, but it's better than not having a two-minute drill. Like, what are we doing here? And the only thought I had was, I have been, and I mean this, sincerely impressed watching Andrew Luck as the general manager of the Stanford Cardinal football team. Not in terms of, like, managing the football team. I mean managing it as a business. I was watching Andrew Luck, who was at ACC Media Days in Charlotte a few weeks ago. And I was doing what I'm paid to do, don't make it weird, stalking Andrew Luck around the media area, just kind of like watching him act in his official capacity for the Cardinal. And I think I talked about it on the air very briefly. I was genuinely impressed. Like, Andrew Luck was working. He was working the media. He was on the phone. Like, I was like, dude, this dude's doing a really interesting job. I played a clip for you a number of months ago of Andrew Luck that I thought was really entertaining, that was put out by Stanford, of Andrew Luck on the phone calling donors, calling boosters, being like, hey, it's GM of your Stanford Cardinals. Andrew Luck. And I noticed that you have not renewed your season tickets for Stanford football next year. I was just wondering what I could do or say to you to get you to buy back in. And I'm watching Andrew Luck call guys and have people go, you know what? Since you're calling me Andrew Luck, yeah, go ahead and sign me back up. Gave him a lot of credit. And then I took it all away on Saturday night when Stanford found a way to bleep up the last 2 minutes of that game and cost themselves a road win over the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. And don't get me wrong, I had a ball watching Hawaii. If you haven't watched Hawaii's entrance onto the field, oh, it's incredible, man. They got like three dudes that, like, three Polynesian guys that come out as Polynesian warriors, and they've like got the war clubs and the full Polynesian warrior outfit, and they run out and they're doing like, it's not like a full haka, but it's kind of in that mix. And then they turn around and the team's all lined up behind them with the Hawaii flags. And there's like a guy, I guess, and again, I need to learn more about it. I want to now. It's like a dude that I guess is like symbolic of a Polynesian war chief. And he turns around and he holds the war club in the air. And then he picks it up and he slams it into the ground. And the team all just poof, out of the tunnel, run around. Oh, dude, I was so hyped. It's like 9:45 at night. And I'm standing in the Bro Cave Saturday night. I got home from the Triumph game. And I turned this on. And I had it recorded because I knew I was going to be home a little bit late. I turned it on and I'm watching this. And I'm in my cave, like putting the one up, acknowledging the Rainbow Warriors. All right? Just electric, electric. And then, so I watch this game. It gets to the game, the end of the game. It ends. And just in the last 2 minutes of the game, I went, yeah, I'm going to need Andrew Luck to explain this to me. And I know that he's the general manager and not the athletic director. And it's the athletic director that hires your head coach. But here's the thing. In what world does Frank Reich make sense as a head football coach at college? Oh, that's right. Who did Frank Reich coach in the NFL? Andrew Luck. 100% that was Andrew Luck making the call. And in fact, they even talked about it in the game at one point. Because Stanford's quarterback is just not good. I mean, it's just not good. It's just not good. There's no way around it. Just not good. And so, at one point, the dudes on play-by-play are like, yeah, there was a conversation that some of this stuff is a little complicated for this offense. There was a conversation between Frank Reich and Andrew Luck where apparently at one point during the offseason when they were installing some more complicated stuff, Andrew Luck went to Frank Reich and was like, yo, coach, just run the stuff that we ran when we were in Indy, all right? If you go back and watch that Colts offense when Frank Reich was at the helm and Andrew Luck was at QB, it wasn't super complicated. It relied on Andrew Luck to have a mastery of a 2-3 route offense, keep extra guys in. Stanford was kind of not doing that. And I'm like, I got to tell you, in a Frank Reich moment, I did not expect to open this show with 7 minutes of Stanford football, but here we are. After watching Frank Reich absolutely blow it up in the final 2 minutes of that game with some of the worst clock management I have seen since, I don't know, Mario Cristobal at Miami last year against Georgia Tech. Have we talked about that game yet? I'm not sure. I went, dude, like Andrew Luck, a guy that I've spent a year and a half going, this is such a great idea. I'm now going, that's why you don't Nepo hire, homie. Right there. There's your reason. That's why you don't do it. That's why you make sure that dude's that dude. We are going to talk a lot about week zero. You know why? Because it happened and it was awesome. And if you don't think it was awesome, you're wrong. But we're also going to turn our sights over to week one like a heat seeker, straight to week one, because it's here. 5 days and then one more sleep separate us from Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Florida State, and a whole lot of other. Texas, Ohio State, Zo rocking the scarlet and gray today. Oh, baby, it's here. I'm Rob, he's Alonzo. You are listening to The Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
The
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I had big feelings on Saturday about the noon game kickoff between the Kansas State Wildcats and the Iowa State Cyclones. I was in my feels real big. Let me tell you why. I'm going to do something here that I don't ever do on the show and make it about me for a minute. So,
wait, I'm going to make sure that there's tape rolling.
Well, I mean, you want to capture this moment because, again, I don't ever make it about me, but I'm going to here for a second. On Tuesday night, I was on BetMGM Tonight with Ryan Horvat and Brad Evans. Ryan has me on to talk a little college football with him during the course of the season. On Friday morning, I hopped on DC Sports Radio with buddy of the show, Denton Day, who will be rejoining for his weekly college football spot starting next Wednesday. On Friday night, I was on the Infinity Sports Network with the sports machine, Sean Levine. On Saturday, I was on Bet for the Cycle, but I was also on a couple of other shows across the Deep South on Saturday morning before we started that show. And in every one of them, I got asked, Rob Brown, how are you betting Kansas State, Iowa State? It's week zero football. Kind of tough to get a read on teams in week zero. What's your vibe here? And I said, yeah, give me Kansas State -2.5. And there's a reason for that. The reason why is multifold. Number one, Avery Johnson, I think, is going to be a dude. And number two, the Kansas State defense was slept on last year. In fact, I brought the stat up on this show on Friday when I said last year Kansas State held one out of every four rushes against them to zero or negative yards. If you say from three to negative yards, that number went up to like 38%. Almost four out of every 10 runs was for three or fewer yards against the Wildcats last year. Good defense. And I think there's a lot of folks looking at last year's Kansas State-Iowa State game, a game that the Cyclones upset the Wildcats. But you got to look at the context of that game, because in that game last year, Iowa State created a turnover early in the first quarter. They got the ball short yardage, extra possession. They punched it in, and they forced Kansas State to play from behind early and for the duration of the game. And Kansas State being, even with Avery Johnson, a very good quarterback, a defensively minded football team, isn't really built to play from behind for that long. So if you're betting Iowa State, like, okay, but I'm not going to bet on Kansas State two years in a row against the same team, have an early first quarter turnover, short yarded situation that allows the Cyclones to punch it in from inside the 10 early in the first quarter. And what happened in that game? That very first possession, Iowa State gets stuffed. They punt it over to Kansas State. The Kansas State punt returner muffs the return inside of the 15-yard line. It is turned over. Early first quarter, the Iowa State Cyclones get an extra possession, punch it in for the early seven-point lead inside of the red zone, take a lead, make Kansas State play from behind. Now, the fortunate part for Kansas State is that Iowa State couldn't find anything else, because that game went into the third quarter at 7-7, a game that the over-under was 45.5 to start. Over-under at the half was like 28.5, right? So it was a tough watch, all right? It was a tough watch. But this is why I said, I don't go into week zero expecting to be watching all-time instant classics. I got news for you. I'm not going into week one expecting all-time instant classics. Sometimes it's going to take a team a little bit of a run. This is why, as thrilled as I am to get Arch v. Julian, Steve v. Ryan, horse chestnuts versus big cows in week one, I'm not really going into Texas, Ohio State in week one expecting an insta-clastic. In fact, quite the opposite. I'm kind of expecting two teams that take a hot minute to really get it going. I'm expecting two young quarterbacks, both with limited experience. Arch Manning had, what, two starts last year? Julian Sain had, I believe, 12 attempts last year for the Bucknuts. I'm not going in with expectations. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm not expecting an all-time classic. I'm not expecting to leave that game going, I hope that's our national championship preview and we get a rematch of that. We'll find out if I'm wrong. Here's what I am expecting to go into. I'm expecting Arch Manning to take a minute to get going. I'm expecting Julian Sain to take a minute to get going. I'm expecting Texas Ohio State to be won and lost by the defenses. I'm expecting defensive mistakes, special teams mistakes, or advantage Buckeyes. Late game coaching mistakes. That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting late game coaching mistakes to potentially change this one up. Now, as we pointed out, the good news here for the Ohio State Buckeyes is that the proverbial monkey is off of the back of Ryan Day. Ryan Day was kind of, to me, last year, where Steve Sarkisian is this year. You got a great squad. You got a national championship caliber squad. You got a squad that a lot of people genuinely believe are good enough to win the Natty this year. But do you have a coach who can take advantage of that? Ryan Day, by getting it done last year, got a lot of pressure off of his back. Steve Sarkisian, I think, did the opposite. In the loss to Ryan Day in the college football playoff semifinal last year, to me, I think Steve Sarkisian put a lot of pressure on him, right? There are some things The Miami-Georgia Tech game being one of them. Penn State's loss to Oregon in the Big Ten championship game being one of them. And this is another one of them. That goal-to-go situation where Texas had Ohio State defense backed up to their own end zone and had four opportunities to score a touchdown to tie the game inside of first and goal to go. And it was the worst, I think, four play calling of the season from Steve Sarkisian. You ran a quick pass to the inside in the heart of the defense where the Buckeyes were at their best on defense with the linebackers. Then you ran another pass, which I think was a fade. Either the fade came first or the inside pass, but you ran a fade to the outside where you had your number two wide receiver against their best DB, and that's the fade you throw. Then a team that succeeded all year on the power run tries to run an end-around sweep to the short side of the field against, again, the lateral speed of the heart and soul of the Buckeye defense, their linebacking core. And then on fourth down, needing a touchdown, you go with the little, like, I think it was like a little screen pass to the left-hand side, which got Quinn Ewers blasted. Oh, wow, that's right, he fumbled. And Captain Jack takes it 87 back to the crib and effectively ices the game. That moment, that goal-to-go scenario, as far as I am concerned, I'm not going to say that moment took the monkey off of Ryan Day's back, but it definitely put one on Steve Sarkisian for me. This is why I'm not in on Texas as your national championship winners, though most of America is. I'm not in on Texas, and it's not because I don't think they'll be good. It's twofold. There are two reasons. I'm doing a series on social media. I have the next two or three videos going up today. Big three questions for everybody who is a playoff contender this year. I think I've done 1 through 9 so far. I'll do 10 through probably 15 by the end of the week. I'll do like 2 a day through the end of the week. So I did Texas on the first day of doing the big three question series on social media at the Rob Brown Show, by the way. And mine for Texas was, is Arch going to answer the questions? Because I don't think it's unfair to say that there are some about him. I thought Steve Spurrier taking heat a few weeks ago for saying there's questions about Arch if he's that good. Why did he not beat out Quinn Ewers last year? I think question two was they lost, what was it, eight guys on the offensive side of the football? Eight guys between NFL players like Matt Golden and the kid that the Saints drafted to go play tackle. Eight guys on the offense that they got to replace, oh, by the way, around a guy who has two career starts. And then is Steve Sarkisian a guy I can trust in the biggest games? Because we've hung on that Ohio State-Texas game for a while, and we should. It was a big deal. We've hung on that game, but remember, they also lost the SEC championship game last year. They were favorites. They went up against Georgia. And what happened in that game? Kirby Smart coached circles around Steve Sarkisian. They were ready. They were ready for Quinn Ewers. They were ready for that defense. Kirby Smart got Steve Sarkisian. So we've hung on the loss to Ohio State, obviously because it was dramatically more high profile with a ticket to go play for the Natty on the line. We hang on that one. But I would also point out that the same thing happened in that Georgia game. There was probably less of like that one stick a pin in it moment, right? The Ohio State game, there's that one stick a pin in it moment. It was that goal to go scenario in the fourth quarter that could have tied the game up and instead gave Ohio State a defensive touchdown that basically sunk the dagger into the heart of Texas fans everywhere. But I can go back to that that Texas Georgia game in the SEC title game, and I think I can point out in that one too, Steve Sarkisian got outcoached. So with all that being said, week one, Ohio State, Texas, and am I excited about it? Absolutely. If this was week 6, week 7, I'd feel a little bit better about it because we'd have we'd have had time for Julian Sain to figure out exactly who he is. We would have had time for Arch Manning to figure out exactly who he is. But I will also say this. If it does come down to which coach bleeps it up less down the stretch, the Buckeyes got a coach who won a natty last year. The Longhorns got a coach who bleeped it up in the two biggest games of their season last year, the SEC title game and the college football playoff semifinals. All right, we got a lot to get to, a lot to talk about on the radio program today. Plenty that went down at the end of last week. Plenty more to get to this time around. Let's have at it. I am Rob Brown. He is the great one, Lonzo. We are ready to rock and roll. It's the Rob Brown Show live on the Fan Upstate.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663. We got into this a little bit last week, but now that week one is here, I would like for all of us collectively to hold hands and go on the record together. Today is the day that I would very much like for all of us, and for those of you who have already done so, I want them again, because I am going to be copy-pasting into a document today to hang on to until the end of the season. And as of right now, there's no prize attached to this other than personal bragging rights and the ability to claim victory as a certified ball knower here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I would like for all of you today, every one of you Armada members who are listening right now and shall for the remainder of the week, as we do nothing but kill time until noon Saturday. When everything is... That's not even fair. Not noon Saturday. Early morning Saturday. When we got, are you prepared to be emotional for the send-off of Lee Corso? I got to keep it a buck. Like, I am mentally fortifying myself because I know that it is going to be a big deal. I know that it is going to be an absolute emotional disaster. I'm a sentimental guy, all right? I'm not averse to a little cry, a little sob every now and then, and I'm not too damn proud to admit it. I am well aware and have already informed both my co-host and my executive producer, Cody Decker and Double D David Dykstra, that the beginning of the end of Bet for the Cycle is this Saturday, is the final episode and edition of that show on Saturdays. I am prepared for it to begin pathetically, because usually Corso's headgear pick is being made as the intro song is rolling. And I have told them both, y'all, I'm going to be about 3 minutes late to the show because I'm going to watch Corso's headgear pick, even if it makes me like, what are they going to do? Fire me? It's the last show. What are they going to do? Can me? And I'm like prepared to be emotionally devastated by the farewell to Lee Corso. I am prepared to start the final edition of Bet for the Cycle on Saturday with red eyes, like somebody cutting onions up in her. I'm prepared for that. And I wonder who's on that journey with me on Saturday. How many of us, even if you are just the toughest, manliest man out there, like Lonzo is.
Dude, I've been on the edge of a breakdown for 5 years now. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you haven't broken down. That's why you're the manliest man out there.
Not that you've seen. Anyway.
That's also very fair. I'm kind of prepared. I'm not prepared. I don't think I can be prepared. I am preparing for the emotional damage that is set to be done to me by the send-off for Corso. Because here's the deal. At the ESPYs a handful of weeks ago, or whenever it was, time's a flat circle and also not real. They brought up Corso to end the show, and they had McAfee, and they had Dez, and they had all the boys up there to say farewell. And they were like, yeah, but this isn't how we send off Lee Bleeping Corso. And so they had the USC marching band come out, and they had the song girls came out. They had a bunch of fans come up with Lee Corso fatheads, which I got to tell you right now, if I can figure out how to acquire a Lee Corso fathead, it's going right there on the wall. So they send out all this, and even that night, which we know good and gosh darn well, like, we're not done with Lee. We got another few weeks before that final broadcast. Well, that final broadcast is here. And I got to tell you, I'm ready for the emotional damage that's going to be done to me to say farewell to Coach. My Saturdays, for just about as long as I can remember, my Saturday mornings during football season have all begun with Lee Corso. Every one of them has begun with Lee Corso. During COVID, when we were watching football locked down, when Coach, being older, could not go to game day, Lee Corso doing his picks from his backyard poolside was like the best part about it, man. Watching football with no marching bands, with no cheerleaders, with no fans, when it was just empty stadiums and very little of that football vibe, when even game day was being done remotely And it just did not feel the same. The one thing that I was able to kind of like take some level of joy out of, I guess, was Lee Corso coming on a Zoom stream, which you know he didn't set up himself, and having his picks be done poolside from his own backyard. Like, love it. Lee Corso is going to say farewell on Saturday to broadcasting. And I have to tell you, I think I'm going to say, I'm going to cry. I'll just call the shot now. Make your jokes as you will. I'm going to cry. It's going to be tough to say farewell. And it's not like Lee's, you know, not going to be anywhere. I'm sure there'll still be some spots where they bring in Coach to do a, you know, a little feature or something. I'm sure that there is absolutely going to be a now that you're at a broadcasting documentary about Lee very soon. I know there's already one that's been kind of running in bits and pieces on ESPN and across the social. Lee Corso has been, is Lee Corso the face of college football? Just at large? I kind of think he is. Like, as I'm saying all this, I'm kind of spinning it around in the old noggin. Where is Lee Corso in the hierarchy of college football, of sports, but in college football? And the more I think about it, I kind of think Lee Corso is the face of college football. I have some guys in the running, but I think he's the guy.
See, I don't know. I think it's been limited as he's his lost some of his ability to broadcast and been on lesser. I think it's lessened a whole lot in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. I don't know who's replaced him, but I think it's – there was a time when, yeah, for sure, but I don't know in the last 5 or 6 years. I think it's been maybe a collection of people more so than one person.
Who, though? Like, who else? Because as much as he has kind of become the go-to personality of it all, I don't think it's Herb Street.
I think it's Saban. I mean, you could definitely go with thinking it was Pat McAfee, but I think it's Saban. I think Saban's the guy who says stuff he shouldn't say, jumps in there, and just, I mean, I think he, because you have to replace one coach with another coach.
I think Saban's probably the closest to it. I don't think it's Herb Street, because I do not dislike Kirk Herb Street the way that some of y'all do. I don't dislike him.
He's such a Clemson homer. So annoying.
I think he's an entertainer, and I think that one of the things, almost a mark of pride for me, almost a mark of pride for a broadcaster is when everybody says that guy hates my team, because I've heard South Carolina fans say, "Oh, Herb Street hates us," and I've heard Clemson fans say, "Oh, they, you know, yeah, he like." He pumps the gas on his own kid, but, you know, he's done it. There were Clemson fans a couple of years ago in some of the spots where Clemson was like borderline playoff but not quite there. It's all Herb Street's fault, right? But all that aside, as much as I like Herbie as a college football talking head, because I do think most of the time, like, he's pretty reasonable in what he says, I don't think he really has the personality to be that guy. I thought McAfee might be that guy for a while, and he still may grow into that role. I have been, and we've talked about this on the air, I have been both surprised and unsurprised by the number of people who abhor Pat McAfee, like can't stand the guy. They're like, oh, it's drunken frat boy antics. And I'm like, that's probably why I like him this so damn much. Drunken frat boy antics could be the name of my autobiography when it's all said and done.
I think I've cooled off on him a little bit, and I think it's since he stopped associating with wrestling. I think maybe that's it. That's the only thing I'm putting my finger on. I mean, I don't dislike him. I just haven't got to go home and watch a show.
I'm as high on Pat McAfee as I ever have been. I'm a big fan, but I know personally a lot of people who cannot stand him. People who think Game Day has been ruined by Pat McAfee because of all the over-the-top antics. I love it. It's supposed to be fun to me, but I get it. I don't think it's Pat. It's certainly not Dez or Reese or Chris or any of these other best jockeys that are there. I don't know that there is that guy right now. I do agree Saban's probably closest to it. But I would also say, as somebody who has seen and heard a lot of like Saban speeches away from game day, Saban's at his best when McAfee's there to bring it out of him.
Oh,
right?
I agree. They're definitely a team that you didn't realize would be a good team.
I agree.
I think a lot of people thought that Saban would just destroy McAfee.
Yeah, you'd think like those two personalities are so polar opposite. There's no way these guys are going to be great. Turns out they are great together because you need that. You need the drunken frat boy antics who was kind of pulled back to the middle by Mr. Serious Stick in the Mud. But also, McAfee pulls back the other way too, right? Like, he pulls Stick in the Mud over towards the guy who says stuff on the air that he absolutely ain't supposed to.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to eat that. Oh, was it not on? Yeah, well, yeah, it's what? Monday.
It ran through.
Oh, wow. 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 Wow.
Yeah, we're done with that. The guy that says through a tin horn on college game day.
That's a shame. I was going bro next.
I love that team, but that's the thing is neither one of those guys on their own is it. Who is the face of college football when Lee Corso hangs up the Brutus the Buckeye helmet for the last time? I don't know that we have an answer to that. All right, we'll talk more about this later on. Texas said, I agree with Lonzo. I would say Corso was, but now I would say it's Herbstreit. See, I don't know if it's Herbie or not. Spartanburg Jay says, Monday morning, game week. It's okay to cry. I've avoided that Corso preview going around just so I don't cry but once. Yeah, same boat. Cruz said, I wish they would bring David Pollack back. I like Pollack, but Pollack's in a... Maybe Pollack with McAfee. That actually could be a...
Yeah, I liked Pollack.
An interesting duo.
I did like Pollack.
All right, take a break.
He kind of got messed over, but anyway.
I don't disagree. When we come back, water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know. We will continue to break down some Game 1 contests and the most unique course, school course, classwork, offered at every SEC school. These were put together on a list, and you're going to absolutely love them. Back after this, and by this, I mean the greatest sports flash in the history of sports flashes.
I hope not, because then why would I work tomorrow? The Atlanta Braves defeated the New York Mets by a 4-3 margin yesterday. Bryce Elder held the Mets to 3 hits and 2 runs through 6, both runs coming off of a Mark Ventos homer in the second. The Mets wouldn't score again until Juan Soto's RBI single in the top of the ninth. Atlanta had 8 hits, including 2 RBI singles from Sean Murphy and Jurickson Profar. After a series of near misses, Tommy Fleetwood recorded a win in the PGA Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday, his first in his 164 starts on tour. Fleetwood picked up the FedEx Cup Championship and a $10 million paycheck with the win. That's pretty good. Kyle Raleigh's stellar season continued with a record-breaking performance this weekend as he clubbed homers number 48 and 49 in an 11-4 win over the Rockies, giving him the single-season record for home runs by a catcher, which is also pretty good.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.